Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, and yet another week has clicked by. Man, is time flying. This is ridiculous. Seems like every time I turn around, another week has passed and we are back and the world is still in turmoil. Very much so. Have you watched Joe Biden and tried to make, as a matter of fact, Joe Biden and Kamala the Giggler are two of the most incoherent people in politics today. And I think it's part of a grand strategy of the Democrats that if you can't understand somebody's policies, you can't argue against them. See, it's hard to argue against stupid. It's been said many times, many ways. They will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Listen. It's really amazing to me as we sit and just watch the world implode as if it was some gigantic coincidence. It's a coincidence that things just destroyed themselves overseas. You know, we're told live like they live overseas. They're so much better than us. Folks, they started the last two world wars and they're on track to start the next world war. So what exactly is there wisdom that I'm supposed to follow? See, because wisdom doesn't lead to world wars. So show me this wisdom. The architects, who gives a shit about their buildings? They've started the first two world wars, and they're on the way to starting the third world war. So exactly how is that intelligent? I mean, you are following idiots who tell you that they're smarter than you, and then you believe it. You believe it. It's funny how everyday Americans are forced to live on a budget, forced to live within their means, forced to make decisions based on budgetary, yet are pundits who are so hyper-intelligent never must face any of these decisions, and they just spin, and one day that debt will come due. And when it does, they will not suffer a minute, but you will feel the full brunt of it as you dig in trash cans. Me? See, it's funny. Go look up survival videos. And the first step in every single survival video is get away from the cities. Because the cities are going to be hell holes. And, you know, all them people you make fun of and fly over country, well, they're prepared for you. See, they're going to protect themselves because they haven't bought this horse shit that the government will protect them because they know the government won't. I grew up in the country. There was some noise outside at 2:00 in the morning. We didn't call the police. We didn't call a single police. Dad grabbed a gun and out the door he went to face the problem. We had men back then. And he went out and took care of the problem. But now we don't. just wait for the, hey, the police take time to get there. They're not sitting at your house. You might get lucky and have one close. But now, see, in New York, if you defend yourself, you're the criminal. Not the criminal that's trying to take your stuff. We must understand why he's a criminal. We must understand that he needs this stuff. Now, we shouldn't understand that a man worked hard and is going to defend what he worked hard for. You'll never find me living in New York City. Go regularly to the city for comedy. I performed at Dangerfield. And the thing that always struck me the second you get in the city is the smell of piss. Because you guys are so civilized that your streets and subways reek of urine. Boy, that's real civilized. That's real civilized that you got to smell piss all day long. That's because we're civilized. Anyhow, we've got a great show today. I'm going to be getting my buddy Herman on after the first break. Herman and I have some great conversations. He's a good guy. It's really funny because according to the world, we should never exist. A redneck and a guy from the projects. We should never exist. But we both see things that I'm hoping that you all will see. I'm hoping that some of you will actually open your eyes and listen to what we're saying. Because there's all kinds of stuff going on in this world. And I watch the libs, and they're all out there. Don't you try to tell me what books to read. Look, I'm not trying to tell an adult what book to read. I'm just saying you shouldn't have books that talk about anal sex in a kindergarten or a grade school or even a high school library. What happened to allowing kids to be kids? A 4 and 5 year old should not be talking about and encouraged to chop off their dick. They should be given Legos and a Mr. Potato Head. But the depravity has to go all the way. And I saw somebody saying the reason they're saying they're after their kids is they want you to speak out against them so they can call you a homophobe. Well, it's a strategy. That's a very good strategy. Because see, like many others, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what you, as a consenting adult, do. I do not care for one of the teeniest of a millisecond. But when you start trying to bring it to my kids and preach it to my kids and push it on my kids, I damn well do care. Reading a book about reptilians doesn't make one a reptile. That's because it's impossible to become. Oh, wait a minute. They can identify as a reptile. Are they then a reptile? If we're going to just say screw, you know, all laws of biology, get all the way. I am a pink flamingo. I will stand on one leg all day, and my pronouns will be pink and flamingo. See, this is the point, though. What happens is, eventually, people get tired of your shit, and they start standing up, and we're going to stand up, and we're going to make more noise than you. So, with that out of the way, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up a commercial. We're going to do our first commercial break. Oh, look, I just got fresh coffee. Oh, thank you. That's my girl, Allie. She's my knife, my not wife. Because we don't buy into that government shit. When you make a commitment, you make it to somebody, and then you have to go through all that government bullshit for that contract. That's worthless. If a piece of paper keeps you from cheating, you weren't married. Come in here. You can stay here with me, don't you? Stay down. She was just bringing me coffee. Anyhow, let me find a commercial. I should have been doing that, but I was distracted by the coffee. I think you can understand. I like my morning coffee.
Let's see here.
Sorry to yawn on you. Actually, I'm not. Anyhow, here we go. First commercial break. Be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Absolutely my favorite commercial I play here because it says so much. My buddy Herman here. Herman's here. I wonder how many times they're going to cut us off today, Herman.
Just depends on how much truth we take.
Well, then we're in trouble.
Yeah. We're stepping on toes, man. Stepping on toes.
Stepping on toes. That's what we do because it's funny because now people, I know you've been through what I've been through. A lot of it's just changes in society. And there's pendulum swings. And that's one of these things I've talked about, that they study the United States and try to figure out whether we're liberal or conservative, and they find that basically the United States is right down the middle, and it will lean conservative or lean liberal depending on the situations. And so in the 70s, we had the great there were race riots. There were college riots. There were riots at the White House. There was all kinds of turmoil, and unemployment was enormous. Unemployment was into 14%, 15%, 16%. Interest rates were 18% to 20%.
Most definitely.
And it's funny because this is history that people can look up, but they're all like, "Oh, that's bullshit." Right? They all, no, that's real. That's what was happening, and the things that were happening then are happening now, but we can't look back because we're different now. We're the same. We're all people. And the thing is, when you put people under stress, whether it be economic stress, talks of war, talks of death, when you stress them, they lash out. And they lash out at their fellow man because they're stressed. And people don't want to hear that. And the stress that's being put on us now with all this political correctness bullshit, and you can't say this, and we're going to cancel you for that, and all this other, you got to have my emotions, and you got to support the alphabet people no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting stress on this society. And are we surprised when we see people lash out? I'm not.
No.
And they're looking for, what's the solution? The solution is for everybody to quit being back to being a bunch of triggered babies, to get the economy rolling, to bring the jobs home, to make America profitable so people have easy jobs with easy careers and make easy money and can live. You know as well as I do, in the 80s, the lifestyles were relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with all the stuff they got you scared of, they got you scared of global warming and scared of this and scared, they got everybody back in the corners where they're ready to lash out.
You know, it's like, okay, people have to understand, being four makes a major difference, and who you represent makes a major difference, because right now we're at a point where people in society don't realize that, look, whatever scenario that the world places for you, it doesn't mean you have to be that. We're placing people in categories of things. Like, as a black individual in America, I bring this up quickly. I don't know what it's like to listen to people talk about, there's a global economy. I've been a part of the bottom of the global economy. No other way, was rich or poor. I was scraping the bottom. So what difference does it make? Okay, if you're not at the top of this chain, what they're talking about doesn't affect you.
Yep. But okay. Also, it doesn't affect them, too. That's the whole point, though.
And it's amazing. People don't pay this no attention. You know, if you've been to business, nothing's changed. Is what you're saying, nothing has changed.
Exactly. It's the same. It's the same song and dance with different people in a different year put in front of it.
Nothing has changed.
And see, people can't learn because we live a circular life. We should live a linear life. But we live a circular life. And then we just keep repeating the same mistakes, and we just change who the boogeyman is.
Dan, give me 1 second, and we'll click back in. I have to take this. I'm going to click right back in.
All right, man. But anyhow, folks, you got to start looking at what you're being told. And study history. If you study history, you will see that this is the same song and dance, only the year has changed. It's the same song and dance. And it's just moved the line a little bit farther along, but it's still the same. It's the same struggles. That's why I said, read a book called The Fourth Turning. A book called The Fourth Turning is the best book you will ever read in your life. And it points out so much that we take for granted. Again, study history. We're along the lines of the Roman Empire, kids. The Roman Empire lasted about as long as we did. And in the end, it was endless wars, endless debt, endless depravity that brought the Roman Empire down. We are no different. We are no different than any society in history ever. We are the exact same, and we will run our cycle. And because we don't learn from history, which our founding fathers desperately tried to do, they desperately tried to get us to understand. They looked through so many things. They set up so many boundaries to keep our government from becoming large and intrusive. And every boundary they set has been crossed. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Unless, of course, it's for safety. And then we'll write 8,000 infringements on your right to keep and bear arms. A person with no criminal history cannot stick a gun in their waistband without the government's approval, which is the exact definition of infringement. They are taking your rights and they're making new laws to circumvent the Constitution. Oh, so you want felons to be able to get a gun? No, I don't. I don't. But making it difficult for the average population to get a gun does not one thing to prevent a criminal from getting a gun, because a criminal breaks laws. That's why they're called a criminal. And your little paperwork will only be handled by the people who are law-abiding citizens who should have never had their rights infringed because they never broke a law. See how easy that is? See how easy that is. Matter of fact, you want to talk gun control? I'm with you on that. So let's talk gun control. I think any crime that is a felony or a violent felony, or it could be a misdemeanor. Here's the thing. Assault, rape, robbery, those kind of things. If you are arrested with a gun in your possession, life in prison. Because the only reason you didn't use that gun is who knows why. Now, you commit any of those crimes and actually brandish the weapon, pull it out, pretend you have it, or use it, death sentence. Special court set up outside of all courts so that you are punished within 6 months of your crime so people don't forget what your crime was. That's what we got now. We got the court so plugged up with speeding tickets and parking tickets and dog collar violations and length of leash laws and not wearing your safety belt, not wearing your helmet. All the real crime gets pushed down so people forget what it was. It's 2, 3, 4 years later. Hell, people can't remember what you said 15 minutes ago. You think they're going to remember what crime somebody committed? Do you? Because they aren't. So it's useless. Oh, Dan, the death penalty is not a deterrent. Okay, Einstein, name me one, just one criminal that received the death penalty that went out to commit another crime. I'll wait. You know why you can't do that? Because they're dead, and they will not add to crime statistics, so they have had an effect on crime as a deterrent. Isn't it funny how that works out? Isn't it funny how that works out? Think about it. A dead man can't commit no more crimes. See, that's the funny thing. We want to act like everybody's a criminal in the United States. Everybody's a criminal. Everybody's a criminal. And it's up to the government to just keep them honest. No, 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 no. There's a small percentage of your population that are criminals. That's why they have rap sheets 20 pages long, because you keep letting them back out to commit another crime. That's why you can't lower crime, because you will not take the people who commit it and lock them up forever. Because you've got to understand, I don't got to understand shit. You rob from somebody, go to prison. That's the problem. You keep trying to, you don't understand a criminal. And I mean criminal, not the people that we're locking up now. Oh, you didn't pay this fine. That's a debtor's prison. We're doing everything England did, only to a better degree. We're doing everything that Germany did. Oh, you're going to bring up the, you're damn right I'm going to bring up the Nazi card. Obama signed into law that they can use propaganda on TV. Obama was no different than the Bushes, the Clintons. They're all descended of one British anarchist, I mean, British royalty member. That's by accident. Every single president, save one, was related to British royalty. Matter of fact, he was the British royalty written about in Robin Hood. That's a coincidence. 300 million people just accidentally elected people that were all descendants of one person. Accidentally. I want somebody to give me the odds on that. I want somebody to give me the odds, pre-elections, dating back to the beginning of this country, and every single one of the people elected were related to British royalty. Seriously, what are the odds? What are the odds? What do you think the absolute chance that that happened is? Seriously, what do you think the odds are? Because there are no odds that will cover that, because it has been predetermined. And you have been playing along like a sucker, thinking that what you said or voted actually meant anything. All you got to do is look at that last election. There is absolutely no way in hell that Captain Numbnuts and the Ditzy Giggler got 81 million votes. The lie is coming undone. The veil will lift soon. And the question is, will you be able to admit you were duped? Because I can. I used to believe it. I used to believe the great lie, and it is a great lie. The government, and let's put it this way. You look at the number of people killed by individuals over time. That number pales in comparison to the millions upon millions killed by big government. Yet you trust them, and I'm the dumb one. I'm the dumb one because I don't trust the government. Government has time and time again proven that you mean shit to it, Yeah, you're the abused wife. Oh, he loves me. Oh, he loves me. He loves me. Government don't care about you. They care about lining their pockets. Like I said, look at Ocasio-Cortez Mellencamp. She was a slutty bartender with no money and 6 years in Congress in the most expensive town in the United States at $175,000. She miraculously went from dumb, slutty bartender to multi 23 millionaire. And you believe it. And you believe it. It's just, that's just the way it goes. No. That is somebody who got bought and paid for right out in the open, and you don't care. That's exactly what it is. You do not care whatsoever. You don't. It's sad, too, that you can, I can show you this, I can show you this, and you won't see it, because that means you were wrong. You were wrong. Yeah, I've been wrong many times, and life has taught me to accept that I'm going to be wrong again. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a big fat lie. It's right in your face. The proof is everywhere. But you will not accept it because it means that you were dumb enough to be fooled. Don't be ashamed to be fooled by this government. They have absolutely fooled a ton of people because the government is now proven to be in charge of social media with the Twitter files. That was the actual truth. The actual truth. The FBI, Homeland Security, directly told social media what to do in complete violation of the First Amendment, and ain't going to be a single damn person charged. There ain't going to be a single damn person brought up on charges yet. Martha Stewart lied to Congress and did jail time. Don't pay no mind to that. Don't pay no mind to that. That's, she had to because she spoke to her rulers. The rulers can do anything. Representatives can't do anything. Rulers can do whatever they want because they're rulers. And they don't give a shit about you. That is where we are, folks. We are 100% in a place where the government gives not one shit about what they do. They will do it in the open. Look at the Hunter Biden shit. And look at the cocaine found in the White House. Okay, again, I'm gonna tie these two together. Maybe you'll open your eyes. Okay? Remember Scully? Brave pilot portrayed by Tom Hanks, who landed that airliner on the Hudson River. Remember that? Remember that guy? Remember that? Remember that? Okay, the Hudson River. Miraculously, a camera in one of the warehouses captured it. The entire event. A place that nobody really has a camera pointing at. Just a building had its camera with the river in the corner. We captured the complete video of the crash landing, right? Caught it all, every inch of it. Now, the Pentagon that was struck on 9-1-1 for a hole, not a gaping hole. Like, remember the original foot? Go look at the original pictures. They haven't even taken them down. There's a 20-by-20 hole, and the whole plane supposedly vaporized so we couldn't find any parts of the plane. We couldn't find the motors that were enormous. We couldn't find a single bone of a person on it because everybody vaporized. And a place with more cameras than any place on the planet Earth provides you one single frame with a recognizable airliner 18 inches above the ground, and it had to have been 18 inches because of where the hole was, and the fact there was no trench dug in the dirt. So a pilot who had never piloted a plane, never done anything but fly a simulator, took a gigantic airliner, did a perfect plan, 360-degree spiral in excess of the speed's operating capacity, coming in at 18 inches above the ground to punch a 20-by-20 hole in a building, and the entire engine and plane vaporized, and yet not one single image of that plane can be shown on the place with the most cameras on the planet Earth. That's the story, and they're sticking to it. Now, go to the White House. Again, a place with such top secret coverage that we couldn't even release it to you for the insurrection, air quotes. Now, we can't tell who went into that room, and we can't find any fingerprints, and there's no DNA. Bullshit. There's a video of Hunter outside tweaking. He's bouncing around like a cokehead, and anybody who's ever been in that era, which I was, because it just came up today about McDonald's had to quit their little spoons because everybody was using them for blow. I know what a tweaker looks like, and he was tweaking. But it wasn't Hunter's cocaine. Sure, right. Keep telling yourself that lie. We have so much dirt on the president and his son, yet we can't do a damn thing. That's how you know the system's rigged. The system is 100% rigged against you, and you are a nobody. I'm going to do a couple commercials. Hopefully we'll get Herman back in here shortly. And until then, we will pop some commercials on. I got to get one up here. Here we go. Be right back.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
And we're back. I don't know what happened to Herman, so we'll get back with him shortly. And here we are. So like I said, them saying that they have no idea who had the cocaine in the White House is an absolute lie. We better face that. And the corruption that is the Biden crime family is soiling the reputation of America. Not something's good. Look, you got a laptop, you got... I actually got an email that shows Quid Pro Joe getting millions of dollars from the Chinese dude, but you don't care. But you know who every member of your team is, but you don't care about the things that will eventually come home to get you. You've been watching what's happening overseas, though? I talked about it at the beginning of the show. They've activated troops now from America. Do you want that? Where is Code Pink and their pussy hats? Where are they at? Because they always seem to show up when a Republican's in. And war is bad whether it's Republican or a Democrat war, you idiots. Get off of this, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, bullshit, and get back to people who are for our country. Did you see that SmackDown Tucker delivered to Mike Ballless Pence? Did you see that SmackDown? We're going to get tens of billions of equipment over to Ukraine. What about America? Did you all agree that when they robbed you at gunpoint to take 35 to 50% of your income, to have it sent overseas and not help your cities that are crumbling? Did you agree to that? How come we have billions, up to 100 billion and more, to give to Ukraine for their bullshit war that shouldn't involve us? But we have bridges crumbling, buildings crumbling, infrastructure crumbling, homeless people out the ass living on the streets, so we look like a third world nation, but we got billions to send overseas, penny to help solve this problem. I'm sick of this. You're going to help the world bullshit. I'm sick of it. Build your defenses, build your military, close all of our bases overseas. If they want a base in their town, they can pay us for the protection. But why should our kids go over and die for Ukraine? Why was Hunter Biden and his daddy so tied up in Ukraine? Maybe you answer that question. Maybe you might wonder why we're spending billions of dollars in a country that we ain't got no damn business being in. None. Whatsoever. But here we are. 100 billion plus sent to Ukraine. Oh, by the way, they lost like something like 8 to 10. Nobody can. See, here's the funny thing. You, as a tax-paying slave, go out and have dinner with your business. You've got to have a receipt to prove exactly how much you spent, yet billions spent to Ukraine. Nobody can track a penny of it. What is it going to take to open your eyes? You are being robbed right out in the open, and you ain't doing a word about it. You just keep putting them back in there. The career thieves are right. They're like the career criminals on the street. They got a rap page a million miles long, but you keep sending these boobs back to Washington where they're bribed and bought and paid for and don't give a shit about you. They don't. They don't care at all about you. It's just like that stripper that you're sure if you give her enough dollars, she'll come home with you. The government is that stripper, and you're giving her dollars, and she's like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, here, have another 100. Here's another 50. Let me stick this in your garter. Here, take this. The end of the night, you coming home with me? No, I was just yanking your chain to get money, dick. That's the government right now. Election season, they're on the stripper pole. They're out there dancing and gyrating, going, ooh, don't you want me to represent you? Ooh, give me your money. And then after the election is when the lights come on, they're like, oh, screw you. I got your money. Thanks. Bye, bitches. I got bigger money that wants to buy me, bigger than your little vote. I got places that make billions and give me billions, and then I become a rich man on a salary that should never make me rich in a rich town. And then you all go, oh, it's just book deals. What are those book deals? They're bribes. It's exactly how Miami was built by cocaine money. Who wants cocaine cowboys? But all these big corporations are making gigantic profits off of this scam gimmick. Oh, by the way, CBS meteorologist Elise Finch died suddenly and unexpectedly. Huh. It says her cause of death is yet to be made public. It, however, is being reported by her loved ones that her death was sudden and unexpected, and she is 51 years old. But don't pay no mind. Pay no mind. Young people died all the time. Not at the rate they're dying right now. Are you that dumb? Can't you see it? Go on your Facebook feed. Go on your Facebook feed. I noticed this during the pandemic, air quotes. Remember this. during the pandemic, we were told, oh, it's a killer. It's terrible. It's tragic. I watched my feed. Nobody died. Now, after the cure, air quotes, Uncle Sam's little prick, day after day after day after day, died too soon, died too young, suddenly unexpected. This shit is everywhere. It's filling your feet up that you will not open your eyes. They conned you, and they gave you a poison, and now it's just a matter of time before that kicking con bomb takes you out. I never took that one. I've never taken a shingles vax. I've never taken a flu vax. After grade school, when I had a choice, I let my body do its thing. They are giving you vaccines with mercury in it. Read the labels. It's the truth. You know, the same mercury they tell you, don't even touch it on the table. It will be bad for you. They're going to inject it into you. And then, why are all these infants dying? Why are all these adults dying? Why is Alzheimer's on the rise? Why all these neurological disorders? I wonder what's changed. And then I saw some of you boobs today because somebody pointed out the GMO stuff in Campbell's soup. They go, oh, that's been around for years. Yeah, and so has an increase in health-related problems. It's been around for years doesn't mean it's safe. But you know why I don't say anything to idiots like that? Number one, they will not take the message. Number two, I want them to eat that shitty food and get out of the gene pool because they're pissing in it by spreading their idiocy. That's the only real good thing about the vaccine chip. People will get a real good example of why you don't trust the government, and maybe they'll remember it this time, although they won't, because it gets forgotten, and it will keep being forgotten. It'll just go on down the line and on down the line and on down the line. That's what it will do. Nothing will change because you people will not learn and because there's one born every single day, a sucker. Like the study said, 80% of Americans lack the backbone to stand up against an illegal order from their government. And guess what? You know, to back that study up, guess what percentage of the United States took one dose of this poison? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller. Who? It was 76%. Almost 80. Methinks this study has some feet to it. I didn't take it. I'm not stupid. I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government for a damn second. And if you're buying stuff and saying it's bioengineered ingredients and then you go ahead and eat that shit, that's on you. That's on you. So when you're in the hospital with your insides bleeding or some rare neurological disease from eating this garbage, don't ask me for sympathy. Also, if you took that shot and it destroys your life, don't ask me for one damn second of sympathy because you destroyed my life. Screw you. You took away my living for 2 years. You tried everything to force me to take this poison. You dangled work and said, come on, you can work if you'll take this poison. Screw your poison. I'd rather go in the woods and hunt and fish and build a shelter than put that poison in my body. Look at Alzheimer's, a disease that didn't really exist until when? Until when? Until we started using statin drugs to reduce cholesterol. So we've been told, oh, cholesterol's bad. Cholesterol's bad. Every ounce of it. Go get tested. Go get tested. Take these pills. Take these pills. Take these pills. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts having brain problems because the cholesterol actually does good for your brain. But no, you've listened to the experts who are controlled by the big pharma companies, who are controlled by the government, and the news is right in line. They got the trifecta of misinformation. That's why they hate TikTok. That's why they hate any venue or any format where people can express their opinions, you know, like the First Amendment intended. You get it yet? What is it going to take for you to just go, okay, you're right, and then what can we do? Here's what we do. And so this is the whole thing. Why do you think they went away from paper ballots? Hmm? Well, it's the new age, Dan. We can track everything on a computer. Bullshit, you can. It only takes a couple of keystrokes to change a whole bunch of shit in the computer. But you can't go back and remark them ballots that they used to hand count, and that way it made sure that everything was correct. But then they had to have the hanging chad. The hanging chad was the thing to show, oh, look, paper ballots aren't that good. We need computers so we can cheat you. And it gets real hard to cheat people when they can go, all right, let's go pull the cards and count them. There's an actual record. There's an actual trail. There's an actual thing that cannot be changed. But I can go in, put a couple of keys, set it off. All the machines go, oh, Biden won. Bullshit. That dunce never in any of his presidential campaigns ever got more than 1% of the vote. And then with the dumbest vice president in the history of the United States, managed to get more votes than any president in the history of ever. And you believe that farcical fairy tale? Are you an election denier? You're damn right I'm an election denier. You're damn right I'm an election denier. That election was rigged. We all know it. You saw it happen. But now, again, repeat the lie until it becomes the truth. Exactly like Goebbels wanted from the German people. Just, and they got control of the press. Every press, don't listen to them. They all say the same words. They all report the same stories. You mean to tell me, out of 377 million people doing their things in the United States, every single major news story was on the same exact same stories. There were no other stories to cover. Expect me to believe that. You get me? You get me? Folks, look around you. For the love of God, open your eyes to you are being herded. And if you can't open your eyes, you're going to end up in a Walmart fences around it. Oh, Dan, you believe it? Oh, you're damn right I know that's not a conspiracy theory. And why isn't anybody talking about France and the fact that France is burning right now, that the people are in the street uprising because they don't want you in the street? And then the headlines on drugs, heat wave, 100-degree peak, blah, 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 blah. Do you realize if you go back and look at history that we are in one of the coldest periods in history? And the earth survived, and the plants flourished, and there was actually more biodiversity during the hot years than the cold years, because it's easier to live in the heat than it is to live in freezing temperatures where nothing will grow. But you're so stupid, and you don't want to hear it. Well, where did you get your degree in meteorology? Hey, name me one meteorologist that can get the temperature accurate to the degree for 7 days in a row and not change it the morning of that day, make a prediction what the high will be, make a prediction, and then don't say, oh, 27% chance of rain. No, you tell me when and where it's going to rain. Because if you can't do that with satellites watching the clouds, with all your measuring instruments and everything happening in real time, you sure as hell can't do it 100 years from now. You've got to walk before you can run. But you won't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that at all. You just want to, I'm saving the planet, Dan. I'm saving the planet from abundant oil to mine with underage children in Africa where I don't have to see it, all the stuff from my battery so I can put it on an overloaded grid and have some piece of shit I can't take out of the state because it doesn't have the range to do it. And then when I get in a little fender bender, like one of these guys did with these Rivians, it will be a $40,000 fender bender. They are hurting you down the road to broke because when you're broke, that's when you need them the most so they can give you back the money they stole from you at gunpoint. But you're giving them the keys to the cell door. Lock me up. Because you wanna look good to your friend. I care about the environment and the alphabet people. They are so downtrodden. Bullshit. You don't want to talk about the gay pride parade, and I understand why they did it because somebody explained it beautifully. The reason they said they're coming after your children is they want you to speak up against them so that they can call you a bigot and a homophobe and all those other names that are supposed to make you shrink from it. Bring it on, bitches. The second you came after my kids, you crossed that line. I don't have children now, but I got grandchildren, and I'll be damned if you're going to shove this shit down their throat. I was molested when I was younger. It wasn't a damn guy. I mean, no girl. It was a dude. A gay dude. Go figure. But, oh, no, they don't. Oh, shut up. Why do you think there's so many pedophiles in this LGBTQ shit? Hmm? Oh, they're minor attracted pitties. Shut up. We used to take care of our kids. Now we want them to be citizens of the real community where they accept everything, even the shit they shouldn't accept. We're going to take a break right here, run some commercials and drink some coffee and prepare for the last run to the end of the show. And I hope some of you are listening to this. I'm hoping some of you will take the time and open your eyes to what is going on. And stop it before it's too late, before you're in a digital cage where they control your money, they control your car, they control your travel, they control where you live. That's not freedom, folks. I'm going to tell you something right now. I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees so you can kiss my ass if you think you're going to stuff me in a 15-minute city and make me carry my medical records on a passport so I can travel. You can kiss my ass every inch of it. Right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
T to the Corinthians, heart to my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul.
It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
And we're back, and Herman's back with us. This time it wasn't him being cut off. You had an important phone call, so I completely understand. What I've been sitting here ranting and raving about now while you were gone was this whole White House cocaine horseshit. where we saw a video of a man obviously tweaking.
It's okay.
And yet we have no idea. And the way I broke that down was this. We have cameras everywhere in that White House. We know it. Every part of that White House is recorded. We know it. Just like every part of the Pentagon was recorded. We know that. Yet the Pentagon can't provide a single frame with a distinguishable airliner, just like they can't find a distinguishable frame of who had the cocaine. And it's really funny that a murder can occur in Moscow, Idaho. And if you've never been to Moscow, Idaho, I have. It's a very small town. Yet they manage to provide video images, including the traffic stop of the murderer, in a town that has very little cameras, in a small town, and then with the cops crossing the country, yet in the White House with the most video cameras per square inch, I dare say, of anything, and we can't get a single image of who went in and out of that room. I say bullshit.
Bullshit. Now, you had that Boston bombing. Remember that?
Yes.
Now, this is outside.
Yes.
You are able to identify, quote-unquote, the bombers outside.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout
on
the street. On the street.
Out of nowhere, we've got every camera angle of them, yet in a place with the most video cameras, we ain't got a picture one.
Ain't got one picture there for us. And then they tell you, well, this is how it happened. No.
No.
We know you all are crooked. You know whose cocaine that is.
Yeah, they do.
Matter of fact, everybody stopped talking because they were doing it together.
Right. Dude, this is what I'm trying to tell these people. If this doesn't make it obvious that the government doesn't care for you, I put it to them this way. I think you're going to like this analogy. The government election season is a stripper. And she's on the poll and she goes, oh, don't you like them benefits? And, oh, I care for you. Give me your money. Tuck it in my garter. Tuck it in my garter. And then the election's over, and that's when the lights come on at the bar, and you go, hey, come on home with you. I gave all that money. It's like, oh, you believe that horse shit?
Mm-hmm. The song plays when they get together. There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. Because that's what it is. There's some holes in that house. There's some holes. H-O-L-E. There's some holes in that house.
Oh, yeah. This is lying to the American public on an epic proportion, and everybody doesn't care. They don't care. You talk to people, oh, that's, who gives a shit? You know, just like, who gave a shit when Bill was getting a Hummer in the White House?
Well, how are we going to pay attention when we got to listen to the Kardashians? What's going on with Kanye West? Who's wearing those crazy rain boots, those big reds? I don't know what they are. But these are the things that we're concentrating on, okay? Kevin wants some titties, and Teresa wants a cock. So this is what we're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Dude, I'm stupefied and dumbfounded at the same time, though, because I'm sitting here looking at this situation going, what the hell, man? What if this can't wake you up, what will it take to wake you up? When they show up at your door and they lock down your bank account and they lock down your car and they tell you to step outside or we'll kill you. Is that what it's going to take?
Well, we won't worry about that because we got Buddha, Jesus, Allah, the Grand Lama, Uncle Sam, all this. This is who's going to save us.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Did I mention to you, Herman, I got some swampland in Florida. I got a good deal on it. You want in on it?
Solid foundation.
Solid foundation. Build your house on it. It'll be there for a week.
It'll be there for a week. You'll be good to go. Don't worry about it. No need of crying.
I just don't get it. I've been sitting here, and it's like, I see if you've noticed this, and I've noticed this. When the Rona struck, by the way they were talking, I thought my Facebook feed would be full of people dying from the Rona, and it wasn't. Matter of fact, the only thing I saw people complaining of is how sick they got from the injection. That's the only thing I saw. Now, day after day after day after day, another person's dying too young, and they just had one. And, of course, she's a CBS meteorologist, which means she had to have been vaccinated to be on the set. They said the CBS meteorologist reportedly passed away yesterday at a hospital in New York. Her cause of death has yet to be made public. It, however, is being reported by her loved ones that her death was sudden and unexpected. She was 51 years old. 51 years old and just died. I see every single day another person on my feed had somebody young die, and we can't put a finger on it?
Nope.
I can put a finger on it.
Yeah, I can put a finger on it. It's the middle finger.
That's why we're friends.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly why, because we'll call it out. That's why we're pariahs with people, because we'll call it out. They just want to go along and put their head down and trudge along.
Yeah, because people have tried to come between us directly and indirectly, you know, because they'll play the difference game, whatever difference that may be. But if I already know this person and you come to me and the person already knows me, there's very little wool you can pull over our eyes.
Exactly. We've known each other for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years, man. Yeah. 30 years. It's unreal how time flies, but, you know, 30 years, man, it's been. But
it's funny thing is I can just see us in my old El Camino rolling down the road, smoking, going
chilling.
To a gig, and having a great time when everybody around us is like, what are they doing hanging out? And we didn't fucking care.
He didn't care. None of your damn business. We were enjoying life.
Yeah, we were good buds.
Yeah,
and
remember.
That's all that matters.
And remember, Herman's a crazy and Dan's an asshole. That's why, okay?
Right. That's all. You just keep telling yourself that.
Keep telling yourself that. Keep fooling yourself with that hypocrisy, that bull crap you're saying, but we have been like this for a long time. And I watched all these relationships with these comics around here. These guys don't have they don't really relate to one another. They deal with each other according to gigs, man.
Yep, exactly. What can you do for me?
Yeah, what can you do for me? I'm not going to hear from the average comic unless he needs something or, like, he needs something.
They will not hesitate to call you when they need something or they're looking for a connection or they want this.
Yeah.
But if you know as well as I do, if you called and said, I really need you, I'd come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem. And see, they don't have that type of, there's no relations.
Right. None whatsoever.
These guys are all business, bull, fake business. I put fake news. That's it, about fake news.
Exactly. And they're all about building the hype when there's nothing to hype.
Yes, everything's epic.
Yeah. That was the best. I killed, I slaughtered. No, you didn't. I was
another epic show.
Yep.
Man, and this is a basic open mic, and you're talking about an open show. That's why I told someone the other day, if it wasn't for people like you, I'd stop doing comedy.
Exactly.
Real, I would stop doing comedy. And then I had to realize I had to go and talk to a true friend and say, okay, yeah, this is why I do it.
Yeah. Like I said, when I get back from the West Coast tour, we're gonna put some shit together out here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like I said, we've had some really great gigs where we just go and you and I work together and we have a fantastic time, and that's heaven to me. Because we bring something to these people that they don't understand. A completely gelled show of two people that shouldn't be gelled. And that makes them think.
Yeah.
And then they go, wait a minute, how does that happen? Because we don't give a shit about your bullshit.
There you go.
Find real people and be real. I don't care who the real person is. It don't make a shit to me. If you're real with me, that's all that matters.
That is amazing.
People don't want to do that now because being real carries responsibility of not dicking you over.
Yeah. And being real means you're admitting to the truth.
Right. And now these people, what it is with them, if they see a way they can step on your head and move up, they'll step on fucking Herman's head and move right up the ladder. They won't give a shit.
Turn you in, turn you over.
Yes.
Blast your name.
Yes.
Defame you, deface you, demoralize you.
And see, the thing is, with us being as opposite as we are and in the circles we are, we hear it and we bring it back to each other. So we know who the wolves in the hen house are.
Yeah, I told you. I've heard some things. I'm like, oh, so that's how Dan is? Okay. I didn't know, man. Thanks for giving me the information. Hey, Dan, did you know you were an asshole that wasn't liked by so-and-so? I heard it directly from the horse's mouth. Yeah, I told him I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, see, the funny thing is we grew up in the age and era, and we understand words mean nothing. Words mean not a thing. Actions speak the loudest.
Actions speak
the loudest. Somebody by their actions, not by their words, not by their Facebook posts, by their actions. And you and I have been in many different situations where we have watched out for each other, and our actions have always proven to be true.
Yeah. What they are, man, you know.
Oh, yeah. They'll show themselves to you. And you just got to be there to believe it, see it, know it.
I can't wait for us to do, because I don't remember us doing bad shows together. I don't remember.
No, we've never had a bad show.
I don't remember ever a bad show. I'm trying to think, you know.
And we've been in some places, too.
Yeah, man. New London, North Carolina. Try that one out.
We have chewed some dirt together. And that's what builds a strong friendship, too. We went through some really rough times together, and we never once got at each other's throat.
Yeah, man. That was fun.
We understand each other from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like the fact that we can, and we come from two ends, so it helps me. Because, again, we talk to each other not to contradict each other, but to listen to what the other person says and figure it out.
Yeah. That way you become complimentary to one another versus complainers.
Yep. You'll never learn preaching to the choir, because the choir will never, you know, put you in a corner and make you explain it.
Yeah. See, that's it. That's it.
And you got to have a wall of respect, too, and we respect each other. That's the other people. People don't respect anybody anymore. They're all just, it's shallow, and it's sad.
Yeah. No respect whatsoever. It's normal.
Yeah, well, it has become that way. Again, the pendulum swing is going on right now, but you can see it starting to come back the other direction.
Yeah, slowly.
Slowly, but you see it. Because we grew up in a different age of respect. And
yeah.
That's what I heard this one guy talking about. He goes, this one, he was on Dr. Phil. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a black dude who grew up in the projects.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, when we were younger, we had a mommy and a daddy at home. And he goes, old people could walk down the street at night and know that they were never going to be attacked because they were respected.
Yep.
And we have drifted away from that society where nobody respects anybody or anything. Just look at these idiots out here of these takeovers. They've got the money to buy a $70,000 or $80,000, $100,000 car that anybody would kill to have. Yet they go out and just disrespect it, rip it to shreds, and on to the next.
Yeah.
And that's cool, air quotes. That's cool. And everybody films it, and everybody's sitting there laughing as somebody destroys a car that anybody would kill to have, and that's considered entertainment.
Yeah, that's entertainment. They build rooms now, what they call stress rooms.
Yep.
Where you just put a whole bunch of good stuff in it, and you just tear it up.
Yep.
Just because.
And here's the funny thing about that you bring that up. Think now, somebody pays good money to go in there and break things up. Good money. Yet that same person would not accept a job at a construction site doing that exact same thing for pay.
Oh, my goodness, that's a great example. You got that one.
Yeah, we're the dumb ones.
You got that one.
We're the dumb ones. Yeah, they will pay.
Yes, you will pay to go tear a building down, but you won't get paid to do the same thing.
Right, because that's below you.
That's beneath me.
That's beneath me to do that job.
But tearing it up out of frustration is still.
Yeah, that's good. That's especially when it's new stuff. That makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. And then I can curse and really defame things and face things. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And if you take that same energy and get off your couch and go out around your house and do all the projects, you would find you would have the same release.
Yeah, you're pissed off because you got fired at your last job, but you didn't put the energy into the job that you're putting in destroying this room.
Exactly. But that's somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm. It's not mine.
Not mine. No, I'm not responsible for that.
Everyone's a narcissist.
Yeah. Well, they've been told from grade school how special they are, and nothing they ever did was wrong, and 2 + 2 = 5, and that you can get this trophy. You showed up. You get a trophy. You put enough effort to walk into the room, so you get a trophy, and you're special. You're super special, Timmy, and if there's something wrong, it's the teacher's fault. It's not your fault. And then they grow up to be self-centered little assholes, and everybody goes, why? Well, the answer's there.
Yes. The answer is.
In our youth, we couldn't sit at the adult table.
No. No.
We learned that.
Children had their place.
Yes.
You couldn't interrupt adult conversation.
Exactly.
Children had their place. Now we got children talking about stand your ground. You're a child.
I want to cut my dick off because I was born in the wrong body.
Yes. What are you doing, man? I'm getting my dick replaced, man. I just want a pussy.
Imagine if you'd have told your parents back in the day that you were born in the wrong body and you wanted your dick cut off.
Yeah.
They would let you go, child, you are crazy as shit. Get to your room.
First of all, go take you a nap and come back here and talk to me again after you lay down. You're talking stupid.
Oh, well, man. Well, the show has come to an end, folks. We just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just like that, dude. It goes by so fast. It goes by so fast.
Wow, man. Yeah.
And I always enjoy our conversations. I'm glad we get to do this. I tell people it's fun. It goes everywhere, and we never know where it's going to go.
Yeah. So we just take it and ride the train and ride it till it rides out.
And then we always find out when we listen to this later that we hit everything on the nail head.
As usual.
Well, folks, it's been a great time. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've listened. Check out my buddy Herman Hurston. He's great. We're going to be changing this show. I got to have some time, though, to sit down and change all the stuff. We're going to change it to Rednecks and Brothers. This will be a new talk show. I'm going to make new commercials. That just takes time. And right at the moment, I'm in the middle of a move and all this other stuff. So that takes time to edit. But I'm going to get it done. But every week, I want to have Herman in here with me because I think the conversations really bear fruit. And I think if you listen to them and think, like I said, don't agree, think. That's what I'm asking you to do. Think about what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then make your own conclusion because that's the great thing about freedom. Everybody should have the right to have their own conclusions.
Yeah, that's right. But also remember, it's free to stay dumb.
Yes, it is. So we have come to the end of the show, so I will sign off as always. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.